This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everybody. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. That was Paul Skeens a little while ago on MLB Network, getting ready for another All-Star game start. This is already old hat for him in year two. First starting pitcher since the game began in 1933 to start in back-to-back All-Star games to begin a career. Had never been done before. Think about all the great pitchers throughout all of baseball. Your Sandy Koufaxes, your Bob Gibsons, Don Drysdales, Randy Johnsons, Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, you name them. Greg Maddux, none of them have done. Justin Verlander, Kershaw, who Skeens mentioned.
None of them have been this immediately great.
Nope, Doc Gooden was really good, 84 and 85, not to this degree. Close, not as good, though. Kerry Wood was a phenom. I mean, many guys.
Gooden's probably the best comp I can think of in the modern era.
He had some issues off the field, though, and we don't see that from Skeens. He is very, very focused, even though he is dating one of the biggest celebrities in the United States right now for young people as he begins his major league career. Temperatures will be in the 80s for the game tonight in Atlanta. That's your Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Malzy, do you remember a guy named Steve Winwood?
Yes, like the musician?
Yes.
Dear Mr. Fantasy.
I would ask Donnie, but apparently Donnie's, the depth of his music knowledge goes back to like the 10th century, because he was telling Malzy before the show about Beethoven and Mozart. And some of
Donnie, we were trying to think of the song. It's called like "O Fortuna." It's the, you know, the big classical music song for like a foreboding doom presence. I try to put on
the one that goes, dun, 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 dun.
No, that's Monday Night Football.
Oh,
dun 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 dun. Yeah, and so that's the song, right? And
you're talking about the one that goes dun 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 dun.
No, you got it a little wrong. It's the one that goes dun 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 dun.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
Who was that? Beethoven?
That was actually Bach.
Oh,
Bach did that one. Round Ball Bach, they called it. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and I'm trying to type into YouTube like stupid prompts that'll get this like song to come up before I ended up figuring out what it was. I put one in and I put on Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I swear to you, Donnie heard three notes. He goes, "That ain't it, Malzy. That's Beethoven's Fifth Symphony."
How the frick did you know that?
I said that. I turned to him. I said, "Donnie, how the bleep did you know that?" He goes, "I thought everyone knew that," which made me feel even worse and also more confused. Here's our guy who's watching 1996 Dolphins Steelers. He's got Ernie Mills catching the winning touchdown. I'm thinking, Donnie, not always a man of culture. And then he proves himself to be just that.
See, now the shoe's on the other foot here.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
But that still doesn't explain it. That still doesn't explain how you know those things.
How do you know that? Is it just, you know it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Where do you think you learned it?
Probably like John Football ain't listening to Beethoven's Fifth.
Probably like elementary school, music class.
Wow.
Your teacher deserves a raise then if she's still alive or he's still alive. Anyway.
She might be retired. She's young and she's still alive.
All right. Well, I was incredibly impressed.
I brought up Steve Winwood, and people are probably like, why would you even name a musician from the 1980s? Not really sure how that's relevant to Paul Skeens pitching tonight. Well, he had a song in the 80s that was a big hit called The King of Wishful Thinking.
Okay.
And I want to know how many Pirates fans feel that way about Paul Skeens. And here's what I mean. It's very easy for us to say, yeah, this looks bleak. This looks really bad. They're going in reverse. They're in last place. They're on pace to win fewer than 70 games. They might lose 100 games with Paul Skeens pitching like a Cy Young Award winner. What the hell is wrong with this team? They can't do anything right. It makes no sense that Skeens would be this dominant, pitching for so cheap, and for them to be this bad. Which is what I say, which is what you say, which is what Donnie says,
yes.
Which is what the majority of people that call into our show say.
Yep.
Are there any people out there that actually still maintain hope that this is going to have a happy ending with Skeens? That before he moves on to greener pastures, before he gets to LA, before he gets to New York, before he gets to Chicago, one of those places, we are going to see him pitch in a playoff game, lead the Pirates back to unprecedented heights. He said when the season started that he wanted an era of Pirates baseball that was remembered for more than just a wild card game win. And that got people fired up. And he's holding up his end of the bargain, and no one else really inside the organization is. But I'm wondering if there's actually a dissenting opinion of people out there that actually think, yeah, the Pirates can do this in the next couple of years with Skeens and not be forever labeled as a team that blew this golden opportunity. And if you feel that way, you can call 412-928-9370, and the best call is going to win two tickets to see the Pirates on Friday after the All-Star break. Not this Friday, but the Friday after. July 25th, they host the Diamondbacks that night, 6:40. They're giving away a 2000s-themed Pirates t-shirt. So I'm guessing that's early 2000s themed. So that would be like a Creed or Nickelback-themed Pirates t-shirt.
I think it's actually backyard baseball-themed.
Ooh.
What's backyard baseball?
It's a video game that you could play on your computer back in the day. My brother was obsessed with it.
It was great on your game. Computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, computer game.
It was like a PC, like kids game.
Like a Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego or Oregon Trail?
Sure, but it was a baseball one.
Yeah, they had like a whole like backyard sports
franchise.
Yeah. And like, so they
basketball,
would have,
football, and they baseball.
Would, the original games were just like the characters that were in the game itself, but then they would start to infiltrate with pros. Like the roster that's in
like Ken Griffey Jr.
baseball,
as a kid.
Backyard Baseball 2001 has one of the best rosters you'll ever see.
Listen to him.
What's the best sports baseball?
You
want to
talk backyard
game?
Ball, Beethoven, Bach.
Well, the answer to that one's MVP Baseball
2005. I disagree. I think it's the original Ken Griffey Jr.'s Major League Baseball for Super Nintendo.
I'm going to break this tie inside with Donnie.
Or RBI Baseball, or Bases Loaded, where you had the guy named Pace who had 60 home runs and
all
hit
good 430. Games, but MVP Baseball 2005 is a masterpiece.
Actually, the Ken Griffey baseball game from N64 was awesome, too.
Winning Run?
No, that was, that was the sequel to the Super Nintendo one.
Yeah, you're right.
And then they had the one on
N64. No, the one for
N64
was awesome too. You're right.
You had the huge like yellow dotted circle.
Oh,
if
yeah.
They were a great hitter.
Great game.
Yeah.
Does anybody here among the three of us have even a speck of hope here?
Not.
I'll be the guy with a speck.
Yeah.
It ain't much more than that.
And what is it based on?
Yeah, on what grounds, Don?
Just me being a fool.
Okay,
that's not real. That's just saying I'm an optimist, and I would just, you know. So you don't have a substantive one, though.
I thought you got rid of that. I thought you said those days are behind you. They're back.
I think he thought it would be for the good of the show if he just put it out there, and we just didn't sound like a funeral march type of show.
It just sucks to think that they're going to have the best pitcher in baseball, and we're never going to get to witness a playoff game with that guy on the mound.
You might not witness a winning season with that guy on the mound. They're not close to one.
Yeah, I am with you, although they seem to want to beg to differ on that. Clinton's next. Hello, Clinton.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Sure. Listen, guys, I'm going to say this much, right? Paul Skeens is wasting his time here in Pittsburgh. I'm 55 years old. I haven't seen a World Series since 1979.
You've at least seen one, so you got one up on us.
Well, see, you know what, guys? Here's the thing about it.
Wait a minute. I thought this was someone calling in to say,
I thought you were calling to support why you think they can win.
I see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing that at all.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, there's one glimpse of hope. Yep. I have one glimpse of hope, and you know what that is, gentlemen?
I do not know.
If Paul Skeens sits down with Bob Nutting and ask him, or even an agent sits down with Nutting and ask him what his definition of success is.
And what do you think he's going to say?
Well, I tell you what, I think what Nutting is going to say is, my success is what I've been saying all along, to go ahead and bring a championship organization here to the city of Pittsburgh. But words and actions are totally two different things. And the thing of it is this, listen, Paul Skeens loves Pittsburgh. He said at the beginning of the season, we owe the fans success here in this city.
You're right.
He's going out. He's doing everything that he can. But listen, there comes a point in time to where, guess what? That gas tank is going to run empty of being in a city where they're not trying to change.
Gotcha, Clinton.
I don't think him.
So Clinton's hope is that Nutting and
Skeens
and Paul are going
to
have an honest conversation, as Craig Riley likes to say.
You had any of those honest conversations with Craig?
No, because he's on vacation, and when he's on vacation, his phone basically is like thrown into the ocean.
He did send one of those, I will be on vacation from blank day to blank day, and some people will send those and say, if you need me, you know, desperately or urgently, reach me by phone. Craig put that in there, but then put in the qualifier that it still might not mean that I'll get back to you.
Paul Skeens will pitch the biggest game of his season tonight in the All-Star game because there's nothing left to pitch for other than trying to win the NL Cy Young in the second half of the season because the Pirates are so bad. Do you have any hope that they're going to turn things around before Skeens leaves town?
And I really
want to
know why.
Are there any wishful thinkers out there who actually
the
think
why.
This will have a happy ending? No, that happy ending doesn't mean he'll play here for 15 years. Just that the Pirates will do something.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 5:30, 15 minutes from now on Tuesdays, we do something called the PM Team Name Game, where we have a category that gets picked for us.
That has a bunch of correct answers.
And we go around the room picking off correct answers until somebody gets one wrong.
I went 0-2 last time we did this.
Yep, so you have lost five times.
Yeah.
I've lost three. Donnie's lost three.
Should I be tracking this? Is there a prize for the winner or the person who loses the least?
If Donnie wins, I will get him a Paul Skeens jersey.
Yeah, you seem to be giving those out like candy lately.
If you win,
get me a jersey.
I will get you the latest and greatest golf pullover.
Okay. I thought you were going to say golf club, and I was going to say, man, you better hope I don't win. They ain't cheap. But I think that's a fair trade. If you win, Donnie and I will get you, what will we get him? We'll get him some creatine powder.
I'll take it.
Some more creatine.
Deal.
I'll get you high-end creatine.
You don't even know what high-end creatine is.
Oh, I actually have been checking out highendcreatine.com lately to find that out.
And if you guys win, I'll give you a good hearty handshake and a job.
Actually,
well,
you know
done.
What you can put on the line here, and I know she might be listening. If Sarah makes us the cookies within a cookie, if we win and we get to split them, I'll take it. The Oreo cookie inside of a chocolate chip cookie. Sarah, if you're listening, I'm volunteering you to pay off a bet for Donnie if he loses.
Fair? All right. Yeah. Deal. Let's get to some of your calls on the man of the hour, Paul Skeens. Starting with, is this Doran or Dorian in McKee's Rocks?
Dorian.
Dorian.
It's Dorian.
Hello, Dorian.
Paul doesn't ski, so he and Nutting would have nothing in common. Doesn't Nutting own
no, he sold it.
Seven
he sold
Springs it. He sold it. And Hidden Valley?
He sold it.
Sold it.
And how do you know Paul Skeens doesn't ski?
I've asked him.
You've asked him? When did you talk to him?
What made you want to ask him about skiing?
2 years ago when he was, he came from the Air Force.
Right. Colorado Springs. There's some mountains out that way.
But you're burying the lead here. You're burying the lead. You said you talked to him personally.
I'll bet you both jerseys.
No, Dorian, you said to start this that you talked to him personally.
Yeah, I was curious about the reason why you asked him about skiing. That's all. I'm not.
What other conversation topics came up?
He would have nothing in common with Nutting, because Nutting, when he makes his money, he buys ski resorts.
He's not anymore. He sold them.
Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and now with a whole bunch of other ones. He's part of it. He's just another pawn in the ski resort chain.
I thought we just went over the fact that he sold the ski resorts with you.
No, he didn't sell them to me.
No, okay, thank you.
I kind of want to hear more from Dorian and McKee's Rocks. I think we could have gone down some fun pathways. He's just a pawn in the ski resort game.
Hey, I'm all for small talk and icebreaking, but...
Also, we kind of glossed...
Wasted questions with Paul Skeens on skiing.
He just randomly talked to Paul Skeens, like,
hey, Paul, you ski?
Been to Canada?
You play pickleball?
That's a deep cut, if anyone knows what Been to Canada is all about. It's a very deep cut.
Maybe his next contract, once he signs that big $500 million one, will prohibit him from doing stuff like that. I bet it would. They wouldn't let him ski.
Would you let him ride a motorcycle?
No.
Would you let him swim?
You know what?
Would you let him swim recreationally?
No. Well, wait.
What's recreational swimming, like in a pool?
Doing like basic lap swimming.
Oh, yeah, he can do that.
Would you let him surf?
No.
Would you let him play golf?
Yes.
Would you let him play pickup basketball?
No.
Pickup football?
Like no.
All-time quarterback in pickup football. Doesn't have to move, just throws. Interesting. Very interesting.
I can't let him ride a motorcycle, and it's not just about him. There's some idiots on the road.
What if he loved equestrian and wanted to ride a horse?
No.
No show jumping for Paul Skeen.
No.
Paul Skeen's.
No dressage. No dressage. None of that stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say. No dressage.
Jeremy's next. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, fellas. How are you today? That's going to be a tough call to follow.
Have you talked to Paul Skeen's one-on-one about skiing?
I absolutely have not.
Okay.
There is absolutely no hope for this. It is the same thing year after year.
Man.
This franchise is a disgrace. They're the Cleveland Browns of Major League Baseball.
Yikes.
I am 51 years old. I go back. I remember the outfield of dreams, Bonds, Bonilla, Van Slyke, Smiley, Drabeck, all them kids.
I mean, you should remember Pop Stargell a little bit.
My two most favorite athletes when I was a kid was Bill Matlock and Lewis Lips.
Well, wait a minute. Let's go back to the Browns thing just for a second because you got me thinking about this. Just a few years ago, the Browns came in here and won a playoff game against the Steelers.
Just a few years ago, the Pirates lucked into a playoff win also.
Yeah, but that's actually way longer than that now. That's 12 years ago. The Browns did it five years ago.
You were 39. You were minor ponies age when they last won a playoff game.
Jeremy, 2 years ago, the Browns were in the playoffs. Now, they got drubbed by the Texans, and Flacco sucked. But the Browns have had a lot more success than the Pirates lately. Think about that.
They were, a missed call against the Chiefs away from possibly going to an AFC championship
game. Chad Henne
had
to bail the Chiefs out in that game.
You remember that personal foul that went uncalled at the goal line? It was a fumble? Like, they actually had a real chance to go into Kansas City and win.
I got dragged out. My sister was in town, and I did something I don't usually like to do, and that's go out and eat when there's football games going on.
But you did it.
But it was all-you-can-eat crab.
That is not a food I would go for on the all-you-can-eat spectrum.
Why is that?
It just feels like you're getting very diminishing returns. I love sushi, but I don't know if I would trust you can eat sushi.
But the crab is in the shell, so you know it's crab. Why, you think they're going to put fake crab in a crab shell?
No, I just think they're not going to be purchasing for you to eat at an all-you-can-eat crab place, the highest quality crab.
They're not, but the crab is just a vessel to dip something in butter.
All-you-can-eat, like, what is it, Red Robin, Donnie, does the bottomless fries?
Oh, yeah, phenomenal.
Very
deal.
Simple concept. Here's a potato. We're going to fry it. We're going to put salt on it. You can have as many of them as you want.
But
I feel pretty confident in that all-you-can-eat situation.
How much better is the non-all-you-can-eat king crab versus the king crab that is on the all-you-can-eat menu?
I mean, isn't the answer to that significantly, and that's why it costs so much? And if it didn't taste significantly better, people wouldn't be willing to pay crazy prices?
I don't think all-you-can-eat crab is a daily thing. It's like a special that happens once every so often.
Okay, here's
and it brings people to the restaurant
here's
where they're also drinking
that.
Things and possibly coming back on nights where there's not all-you-can-eat crab.
Second problem with that, if they're doing it only once in a while, it stands to reason that they're mainly doing it to offload a bunch of crab that's been sitting around for too long.
Not necessarily. I'm not saying that isn't possible. Hey, this place where I got all-you-can-eat crab, I enjoyed it. And I would go back for more all-you-can-eat crab, although I haven't gone back for more all-you-can-eat crab.
So how much did you enjoy it is the existential question here.
Here is Rob next. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're good.
Hey, I think the only way this works out where Skeen gets even a chance at a championship or even a playoff game, anything, that didn't boost up the team. We get a good run for 2 or 3 years. And he sells the team off, and we get ownerships and actually want to win.
All right, so again, I say, does anybody have hope
we get a
that we get a happy ending with Paul Skeens?
We get a ski take, a hell no, or a Bob will sell.
Yes.
And the first one was absolutely not, they're not going to be good. So we're 4 for 4 on people who heard the assignment, said, well, I can't turn in a completed, turn in an A paper here, and said, I'm doing it anyway.
It's like when Donnie wrote that essay that drew a line that said, and he had it up to here, whatever that was.
Oh, yeah, that was Martin Luther in the Catholic Church. Drew a little line, drew an arrow, I said he had it up to here.
What was your grade on that?
Yeah, what did you get for that?
Needless to say, I missed that one, but I don't remember what I got on that.
I think if I'm the teacher,
quiz.
I think if I'm the teacher, I at least write a side note that says, pretty funny, Donnie.
Like good creativity.
Yes.
Yeah, you just like have a laugh. The kid's not taking it too seriously. They're not stressed about the 95 theses.
Nick is next. Hello, Nick.
Hey, I'll give it an opportunity just because the pitching potentially has a chance to be really, really good if Chandler turns it around, Jones comes back, Oviedo, Skeens, obviously. But it all depends on the GM. If a new GM comes in and tells Bob, hey, we need this, that, and this, we're deficient in this, that, and this, and it happens, that's the only way I'd give it a possibility. I don't think it happens with Charrington here. I'm not going to say never, never, because sports is weird and anything can happen, but I would never bet on it happening if Charrington stays here. And Pony, I appreciate you retweeting me last night. I had a little dig at you about the home run derby.
Oh,
and,
you're Nick Camuso. I think I butchered your Italian name there.
I know how much you hate to interact with people on Twitter, so it's kind of a badge of honor. And you guys were talking about
kind of a backhanded compliment.
Yes, we were.
Pancakes is the ultimate business move. You're not going to eat that much. I mean,
they trick you.
About crab?
Yeah, you absolutely
right.
Get tricked.
Nick, we're going to get you the Pirates tickets. Wait on hold.
100% he's right about that.
I got advice from somebody on Twitter who's as good as it gets in terms of sports media, who said they don't pay me to debate people on Twitter. And that's not me looking down on people. It's just that I know the way my brain works. Once I start debating and arguing people on Twitter, I'm not going to be able to stop.
You've got an addictive personality. You're addicted to argumentativeness.
So
only do it when they're paying you to do it.
But Nick was hilarious and tweeted out last night the picture of me from our station website, and it said what O'Neill Cruz visualized when that pitch went 513 feet, and it was
good. I gotta go find that from
and
Nick.
So I had to tip my cap there because I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, he's a good follow.
He's a good dude.
I'm pretty sure he's a Greensburg guy too.
There you go.
Do I follow him? So he follows me. I gotta follow back.
So he probably isn't too thrilled with me because didn't I put down all of what did I say about Westmoreland County that got people all in a tizzy?
Oh, you basically implied
that we don't know
like,
how to speak or spell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I kind of just
that.
Called everyone from there kind of dumb.
Well, we have the PM team name game next, and the person who wrote down the category said, I honestly think you guys will get every single one of these right, and there will be no loser.
That person is underestimating by a lot my...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Stupidity.
Dan. Okay, we're
doing great
here. There it is.
Doing great here.
All right, sorry.
Do you know what this song's about, Jack? Horse with No Name by America? Yeah, it's about...
Your mic's not on, Jack.
Yeah, there you
no
go.
No idea.
Yeah, it's about heroin.
That's because you're about 12 years old.
It's about heroin. It's chasing that horse with no name.
All right, PM team, name game. We have two categories. Jack has them in front of him. Malzi will select the one we start with. We will go around in a circle until one of us gets an answer wrong. So, Malzi, like you do, pick a card, any card. One of two here to start. There you go.
All right, he just kind of handed me one.
And it will be...
Hold on. And great song. Pirates All-Stars since 2000.
Ooh. Giddy up.
Okay.
You are in last place, Malzi, so you start.
I feel like I should eliminate a hard one first. Evan Meek.
Oh, wait. We need Jack to pull up a list.
I do. I'm working on it right now.
Okay. We got to vamp here for a second.
Evan Meek is definitely right. Yeah, that was the 2010 All-Star game. Donnie, do you remember where the 2010 All-Star game was?
Anaheim?
Yes. Do you remember who came into the game and struck out David Ortiz?
No, but I know Ortiz won the home run derby that year.
Matt Capps. Pitching four?
Washington.
The Nats.
Yes.
God, how do you remember that?
Why was he pitching
All-Star
for the Nationals? Why was he pitching
was
for the Nationals?
Anaheim.
He got traded.
No, he got DFA'd by the Pirates.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
They DFA'd Caps.
The Mad Capper. Did we tell Jack like where to find a reliable?
I mean, I trust Jack.
I'm on MLB.com. Okay.
So since 2000.
Pirates All-Stars since 2000.
Yeah, I'm going to trust
well,
that.
Well, it has everything. But I'm
okay, I got you.
Andrew Aloysius McCutcheon.
That would be correct.
You could have.
That
probably
is correct.
That is correct.
Jason Bay.
Bay-day! I mean, really? Okay, Paul Skeens.
So 2000, since 2000 includes the year 2000, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Jason Kendall.
Correct.
Pedro Alvarez.
Correct.
Mike Williams.
Correct.
Brian Giles.
Correct.
No, I'm running through. Freddie Sanchez.
Correct.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Why am I freezing up here?
We are naming Pirates All-Stars since the year 2000.
Oh, Mark Melancon.
Correct.
Donnie brought this guy up randomly the other day. Kevin South Correa.
Correct.
Jack Wilson.
Correct.
Did he ever make an All-Star game? I feel like this shouldn't be this hard.
Malzi might go be... Going down and smoking in here.
Garrett Cole.
Yourself. Correct.
David Bednar.
Correct.
Brian Reynolds.
Correct.
Seems like kind of a problem for me.
Come on.
Hey, relax.
Even Jack's like ballsy. What are you doing?
There's a lot
here?
Of easy ones out here.
I know. We said going to break. I said, don't underestimate how stupid I am.
Five.
How quickly information leaves
four,
my brain.
Four. Three.
Xavier Nady.
I did not see his name. I'm pretty sure
that's
right.
Incorrect. Ballsy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's going to be incorrect.
I just zoned out, man.
Mitch Keller.
Correct.
Yeah.
Josh Bell.
How about Jeff Locke?
Jeff Locke.
Jeff Locke was an all-star.
I just deserved to lose, man.
Burnett get one with the Buccos?
Yeah, he did. I was going to say him, and then I said Xavier Nady
okay,
instead.
And I was going to like use this dumbass. One down the line. Closer who shall not be named.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Adam Frazier started the all-star
Frazier!
Game.
Jesus, I didn't even think of him.
Man, right. That's really... I'm sorry. I apologize to the listeners, most of whom could have done way
Josh
better than
Harrison.
Me. Yeah, no, you can keep naming them if you want to make me feel like a real idiot. Why don't you go for it, Jack?
You want me to
test,
go for it?
Test your luck here.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's do the next category.
They're probably
going
to fire me for this, and they probably should.
No, you can just open it, Jack.
All right, sweet. U.S. state capitals.
Who made
this one?
Nelly.
I'm willing to assume that this is the one that people actually felt like we could go and bat 50 for 50 on.
You sure about that?
Well, yeah, because they probably rightly assume that idiot Mueller wouldn't name all the Pirates All-Stars.
Or do they assume that you've got a big brain and on your own you could name all 50 state capitals? You ever think about that?
I mean, I probably could, but...
Well, you're starting us off.
All right. Harrisburg.
One in the books.
One in the books.
Albany.
That's correct.
Trenton.
Correct.
Tallahassee.
Correct.
Well, that's where Florida put the old state capital, huh?
You knew that. You're sandbagging here. You could name all of these in your
No, I couldn't. Sacramento.
Correct.
Juneau, Alaska.
Correct. Man, you went deep into the old bag
I was
for that
trying
one,
to,
my friend.
I'm already trying to think. Like, I'm trying to write down which ones you've already said. So Harrisburg, Albany.
Trenton.
I said Trenton.
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
Sacramento.
Little Rock.
Correct.
I mean, I might go down here with this one, but I just can't think of another city. Honolulu.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Montgomery.
That is correct.
Olympia.
Oh, that's a great call, Moles.
Yep.
Did anybody say Columbus?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I'll go with that.
You just did, though.
Man, I really suck at the sports ones.
Montpelier.
that is correct.
Is that how you say it?
Montpelier.
Wait, say it again.
Montpelier.
Okay.
Jefferson City.
Yep.
Damn, I'm really bad at this one. Annapolis?
Yeah, that's correct.
He's sandbagging, just in pathetic fashion here.
Frankfurt.
That's correct.
St. Paul.
That's correct.
Damn it. You guys are using up all the ones that I had. Trying to come up with all the state capitals, and it's on me.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 16 so far. Robust.
Cool. Bismarck?
That's done.
No, it hasn't been said. It's correct.
That's correct, yeah.
Dover.
correct.
That's through like your travels to see your mom and dad, right?
First state.
I'm going to take an easy one off the board. Boston.
I mean, come on, Massachusetts, right. You know?
Yeah,
have a little creativity with the state capitals. You're giving Boston everything. Right?
He's mad because that might have been his next one.
No love for Worcester?
Springfield?
How about Plymouth?
Yeah.
Correct, yes.
Wait. Right.
No, Plymouth isn't a guess. It's my guess.
Plymouth also isn't a capital.
No, it is.
He said correct.
I don't know if I trust the judge here. I mean, my dumb ass couldn't name Pirates All-Stars.
All three of you sounded real confident about that one.
No, I knew it wasn't
Albuquerque?
I'm being real careful here.
Is that wrong, Mulsey? You know all these.
I think it's Santa Fe.
Damn it.
It's Santa Fe. Yeah.
I go down.
Stunned. Donnie, you think we can go all the way
here?
Yeah,
baby.
Augusta.
My next one was actually going to be Austin, Texas. That's an easy one we left
Pierre,
off.
Pierre, South Dakota.
Cheyenne. Is that Wyoming?
Yep. Boise.
Yep.
Oh, these are easy ones that I left on the board.
Nashville. Is that the capital? Tennessee?
It is. Yes, it is.
Salem, Oregon.
Yes, it is.
Des Moines, that, Iowa.
Some of these state capitals are just dumb.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Isn't Springfield one, too?
Illinois.
Yeah.
God.
Topeka, Kansas.
Yep. Why did I jump on Albuquerque?
Lansing, Michigan.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Is Lansing next to East Lansing?
They're close. It's due east of Lansing.
All right. Well.
Atlanta, Georgia, Richmond, Virginia.
Donnie right now in great shape.
What? Is it Raleigh, North Carolina, right?
Yep.
Then Columbia, South Carolina?
I'm terrible at those.
Yes.
See, I actually think Donnie, as we learned with the Beethoven thing. All right, Chris, we get it. You know all the state capitals.
Yep.
I think we learned today with Donnie that he is actually going to be very good at these games.
He contains multitudes.
Because he has just enough sports knowledge and just enough general trivia knowledge to hold his own in all these.
Here's the thing, though. We do a sports show for a living, and I mean this sincerely. What happened to me today with these should be and is 100 times more embarrassing than what just happened to you. The majority of our listeners, I don't think, could name all 50 state capitals if put on like a 5-minute time limit. Most of them could have lasted far longer than I did naming Pirates All-Stars of the 2000s.
I mean, I'm just shocked you went with Xavier Nady.
Well, do you remember the year that they traded
the
him in Bay? I thought, didn't he have like an insane first half of that season?
He was really good.
He was hitting like .320. He had like 18 home runs. And I thought that they had both been
the
All-Stars
X-Man.
In my mind. I thought I was taking like a real clever one off the books.
Are you
there.
Guys also aware that Joel has gone to like 42 of the 50 state capitals? Like, he and his family, like, they'll travel and just,
that doesn't
like,
surprise me.
It's almost like a baseball summer tour. They'll just travel to, like, different state capitals. I told him one of the times we worked together, I'm going to make him do, like, a power ranking.
Is Helena, Montana?
I think
Helena's
so.
Definitely one of them. I think
Phoenix, Arizona, Salt Lake City.
Reno?
Reno, Nevada, which is west of Los Angeles, which is a fun fact. Did
I was
you know
gonna,
that?
I was going to guess that
did
one.
Not.
Yeah. Reno? No, it's not Reno. It's Carson City, Nevada.
Well, then I would have gotten that wrong because I was legit. I was going to guess.
But Reno being west of L.A., you can go look it up, is one of my favorite stupid geographical anomalies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.